All right, Erica, well, an exciting announcement for Wayne State. Take us back. How did this all begin? You know, how long have these conversations been going on?
Well, we're super excited about the addition, that's for sure. And it goes back quite a while, actually, since I first took over as the athletic director 3 years ago. Just reevaluating our sport offerings and looking at Title IX compliance and looking at sports in the area that we didn't have that we believe we could be super successful in. And through that and through conversations, women's soccer, I think, was an obvious one that we didn't have that we knew we could add a team and probably be pretty successful pretty early on. So that was something with our new president, President Espy, came in and having those conversations with her and really just started to get the ball moving on what it would take and what we would need and all the opportunities that it would provide for our community and current students here at Wayne State.
Does a lot of that, what you're talking about, kind of have to do with how popular it's become in the area?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, Metro Detroit is a hotbed for women's soccer right now. You know, we have some of the top clubs in the country. Youth soccer, obviously, is something that is all over the city and also Metro Detroit area. And we have a partnership with DCFC, and they do a lot of youth soccer programs as well, also with Detroit PAL. And so, it was almost a no-brainer of what sport don't we have that the city supports, and women's soccer was right there.
You know, it's an interesting time in college athletics because it feels like you hear about more people subtracting, you know, whether it's programs, sports, or, you know, even going down a level. But what makes it, you know, I guess, why does it make sense, and how is it possible now for Wayne State specifically?
Yeah, I agree 100% with what you're saying, which is also why we're excited to be able to add a sport right now. You know, Wayne State, we're a Division II institution, and we are committed to providing opportunities for students. And so through an opportunity of adding women's soccer, that just allows us to bring in more students and be able to support more students. And so we're excited about it, and that's why, you know, that's really what was behind why do we want to bring it, and also looking at gender equity and Title IX compliance. There's a lot of things that are pointing in the right direction for us as a city and then also as an institution.
So obviously no soccer at all right now. I guess football is the closest to a facility you have for it. Is that where they're going to play, or what's the plan there?
We actually have a turf field behind our football, Tom Adams Field, right now. So we do have somewhat of a facility already. Our club soccer programs that we have and intramural sports play on that turf field. And so just a few upgrades need to happen to that field in order to make it a real stadium-type feeling for a collegiate soccer program. And it's a very small investment. Like, it doesn't have a scoreboard right now. You obviously need a scoreboard in order to have soccer. But we have a full turf field, and it has lights as well. So we're pretty much ready to go when it comes to facility.
Awesome. And, you know, 2026 is a pretty quick turnaround in terms of hiring a coach and everything. You know, so that's a priority, I'm sure, right, at this point?
Yeah, it's a high priority. It's top priority for me right now. So application portal is open, and we are reviewing them as they come in. I'm really hoping to have a coach hired within the next month here. Obviously, the coach will then have a year to prepare, but and recruit. Recruit's going to be big too. But yeah, I mean, I think with the offerings of the soccer community surrounding us, I don't think we're going to have too much of a problem fielding a team for 2026, but the first step is to get that coach, and so that's something that we're committed to do here in the next month.
And what are you looking for, I guess, in that individual?
You know, we're not being very specific with what we're looking for. Obviously, someone with coaching experience is the bare minimum, but Looking for someone that has some potential connections with the city, and especially the metro area, because we have so many females that are playing soccer around here. So starting there and kind of seeing who's interested, and then we'll take a look.
You know, as a department as a whole, with all the NIL stuff that's taken a boom, has it made it easier or harder, you know, for a D2 school to, you know, land the amount of athletes that they normally get? Because GLIAC has always been very competitive.
This year has been interesting because we've had to kind of just sit back and kind of watch it all play out for the Division I schools. So I guess in a way we are a little bit fortunate in the sense of like being able to see what's happening. Now, I will say probably the bigger thing that's impacted us is the transfer portal, with obviously the NIL that comes with that for Division I institutions. So this past year has been interesting to watch for us. Obviously, we can't do rev share at the Division II level. We can have NIL opportunities, though. And so we just recently signed a partnership with Open Doors to help our student athletes with NIL opportunities for them. But yeah, there's definitely been an impact in Division II. Some of our athletes going Division I in order to get a piece of that revenue sharing. And, you know, for us, it's, you know, no hard feelings. We understand the opportunities that are in front of them. And so we're just exploring what we can do for our athletes at the Division II level. But to say it hasn't impacted us would be a lie. But I would say that we are definitely sitting back and we're not in the driver's seat because we don't have the ability to rev share right now.
Do you think men's soccer is a possibility in the future as well?
There's a lot of sports that are in the future, but men's soccer is definitely one of them. We have a really strong club men's soccer program. So that would be one that would be up there.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add that we haven't touched on?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I guess one thing would be that, you know, the momentum that's happening in the city surrounding women's sports is exciting, with the WNBA just being announced. And so we're excited to kind of be a part of that.
Yeah, in what way, I guess?
Just kind of supporting women in the city in sport. And so I think, you know, we have some amazing professional programs here in the city, and Detroit really does support its sports. And so to see that the WNBA is going to be coming in, and then we're adding women's soccer, it just kind of aids to that momentum that I'm feeling in the city with supporting women's professional sports, or just women's sports in general.
Yeah, one more for you. I don't know if you can answer this one, but obviously you talked about your partnership with DCFC. They're building a new stadium soon. Could you see, you know, Wayne State Soccer opening up one of their matches maybe earlier in the day?
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, so that, I mean, that would definitely be on our wish list. So some conversations to happen surrounding that.
Cool. All right. Well, really...